Off the love train, welcoming you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great stories and videos and stuff about animals that I post. And yeah, there's one recall, but it's posted up there. And I'll have the details on that in momentarily. And golly, it is the third Sunday of November. And so Natasha Venter is here. It's a Natasha and Martha Sunday. And we do have open phone lines, and we'll be entertaining your phone calls for the rest of the show. So if you have behavior training or healing questions for me, there's anything you'd like to know about yourself or your animal friends, Natasha is here and would love to do a personal reading for you. And all you got to do is give us a call. Local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. And email address is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right, we are going to continue our discussion. Stacy's here with her Frenchies, Tank, and Bagman. We got a report on Bagman, what's going on there. But before we started the show, Stacy was showing us her latest project. So, Stacy, where did you find out? How did you hear about these treats?
I follow this lady with her Frenchies on Instagram, Latte, and she made these treats for them, and it seemed really easy. So I thought, well, I'm going to give that a try. And so
now just describe it, because what you're holding up it's a bone shape, looks maybe a couple of inches.
Yeah.
But like a little, and it looks like it's a gum. It looks like a gummy bone, a clear. Yeah. A cloudy, clear, gummy bone. Is that okay? So, what is it, and how?
It's made out of gelatin. So I just went and got gelatin, like you're going to cook gelatin.
Yeah.
And then she uses bone broth, and so I got some bone broth.
Oh, okay. Homestead turkey bone broth. Okay.
Now she used a powdered one.
Oh.
And she used a half a cup of water and a tablespoon of the gelatin and a tablespoon, and she used powdered bone broth.
A tablespoon of the gelatin and a tablespoon of powdered bone broth,
right.
But you've got liquid bone broth, right. So you kind of just adjusted, and then some water. How much
and
water?
It said half a cup of water.
Half a cup of water, powdered bone broth.
I think that's where I messed up, because I used the liquid bone broth. So
you should have used less water.
Right. Because I think a lot of them didn't set as well. Some of them.
Oh, okay.
I think so, maybe my ratio is a little off. So I need
I said you must have little molds, like a muffin.
Right.
Okay. So it looks like a silicone, pink plastic silicone,
yeah.
A bone shaped.
And I tried to buy locally, and I went to a local store, but they didn't have any. So I had to go on Amazon. So you got the molds for
the biscuits on Amazon, and you said they were kind of, they weren't expensive.
So they came like a pack of six of these.
Wow.
And they were $5.99. What a deal.
Wow. And there's like a whole thing of bones and then there's some of bones and paws.
Yeah. So here's the paw one.
Oh, the paw ones. They're really cute.
Yeah, very cute.
So you mix everything up and then you pour it into the molds and then refrigerate them. Is that what you do?
So I put them in overnight. And like I said, I think my ratio wasn't so great.
A little less liquid because they didn't all set up. But obviously some of them did because you're holding them up. Yeah. Now, have we tested them with tank and bags? Yeah. Do we know if they're a hit? Do they like them?
They took it a while because they think the texture is different, you know?
Right. Sometimes dogs have to mess with something for a little while to figure out that it's actually food.
Right. And then but then I think the smell of the bone broth, you know, the taste, and then they, they ate it right up. And I did put some with just the bone broth and plain, and I stuck it in the freezer. And so then I got like
that frozen bone broth
without the gelatin and stuff. And that freezes like an ice cube. So that works.
Well,
too.
How fun. So we can all make gummy bones and stuff for our kids. Cause that's what they look like, is gummy treats for dogs.
Like little gummy things. So,
all right. But now let's make sure that Natasha's not going to kibosh this. Yeah. So, Natasha, tune into this bone broth gummy bones. And cause you'd mentioned that little bag man has maybe some gut issues or sensitivity going on. Are these gummy bones okay?
No, they're good. They're good.
They're good. Okay.
They're good. Yeah.
Because I haven't given it to him yet. I just made them last night. So if you
they're good. They're good.
Change up that he needs.
Now, any chance, Natasha, that these little cute little bone gummy bones might heal up whatever issue you're seeing with him? The bone broth, I would think, would be good for him.
Yeah, I just see what I'm seeing is a little bit of age in the gut is what I'm talking about. And so with that, you know, it's just going to be this ebb and flow of sometimes he has something, sometimes he doesn't. He's bags.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, and I do want to thank you, Natasha, because a little follow up from my daughter a couple months ago who was calling about her dog, Doug, who had the little bowel issue. And you said, maybe it's something that was going on with Jody. And sure enough, they had some anxiety because they had a friend living with them. And so you guys said she should talk to Doug and tell him what was the issue. And so they did. And eventually, actually that week, the friend moved out.
Oh, okay.
He's great. Been fine. Yeah, totally fine.
Oh, yay. I love being right. or better off for the people. Yeah. You know, it's not right or wrong. But it's
so now she talks to him all the time if she's going somewhere.
Oh, good. So, I know it makes a big difference. My husband just left for a couple days. And, you know, when I told Cleo, my dog, that, and she goes, what? You know, she had that look of what? And I go, it's okay. I'll be here. We're going to do things. Right. We're going to do, you know, and then it was like when he pulled up in the driveway, it was like, oh, you're here. You know, it was kind of like, it really makes a difference when we communicate. Yeah. And, you know, it's amazing how our animals are getting more and more in sync with us. Mm. It's amazing. And so if we're having problems with our animals, sadly, we have to look in the mirror and look at ourselves because a lot of it. So I would look at if there's something you're off on your eating, Stacy, or if there's something going off with you.
Okay. I created a whole class called the Human to Animal Transference. They pick up, process, and reflect back our stuff. So, you know, Natasha knows what you're talking about here.
Yeah. So that was a good reveal there. So thank you.
Oh, all right. Stacy. I'm always grateful to be helpful.
Speaking of all of that, now we do have a caller waiting, but Sue, I hope you can hang on because Stacy, while you're still here, I want to make sure that I cover these. These are two things going on now that we need to be aware of, and I don't have all the answers yet, but Natasha, I want you to tune in on this. But I also, because of what goes on with bags and all of that, I don't know if you might have something related to this. So this is I had not heard of this, although it does not surprise me at all. But this was sent to me by one of our listeners, John Frink. He sends me good stuff. But he also sent it to Eileen at Help Animals India. And so she sent it to me too. So anyway, it has to do with smart outlets. So I'm just going to read you guys this report. So Stacy, we'll make sure that you don't have anything like this going on in your place. And we'll find out from Natasha how serious this might be. John says, he prefaces this with something to think about here. Not sure if the pet was disturbed by Wi-Fi RF, Zigbee chipset, or from internal high frequency switching power supply. Acoustic noise emanating from the individual smart outlet devices, or both. Now that's above my pay grade. John, you're more technical than I am. I don't know about that, but this is a public service announcement. So here it is. We adopted our dog Rowdy from the shelter 5 years ago. He was already an adult dog, so we estimated he is about 11 or 12 years old at this point. I love this dog. He's the sweetest soul and my best friend. For the past week or so, he hasn't been acting like himself. He licked a raw spot on his foot. He was panting constantly. He was pacing. Sunday morning, the pacing and panting got so bad, I was really nervous that there was something seriously wrong with him. For 45 minutes, he panted like crazy and constantly paced back and forth. He was keeping his tail tucked down all the time. His ears were pinned back. He would not settle down and he wouldn't eat. We tried everything. I ended up giving him a trazodone that he takes sometimes when he goes to the groomer. It seemed to take a little bit of the edge off, but not much. He still wouldn't eat, still wouldn't settle. I took off work on Monday so I could take him to the vet. We did blood work and x-rays. Knowing he's a senior dog, I was trying to prepare myself for the worst case scenario. I was glad to see his blood work was great, except for some elevated liver enzymes. The x-rays showed he was a little backed up, but no major issues. He got an anti-nausea injection and some gabapentin to help with some tenderness in his back and to hopefully help keep him calm. When we got home, he was okay for a little bit, but eventually started pacing and panting again. We walked around the neighborhood for a long time, and he used the bathroom a lot. He seemed pretty happy about that and was in good spirits until we got home, and he refused to come back in the house. Every time I took him out that evening, he would hunker down like he didn't want to come back in the house. When my vet called and I gave her the update, she suggested there may be some new electronic device in the home that was emanating a high-frequency noise that's hurting his ears. We had just put new smart outlets in the house about a week ago. Now, sideline here, those smart outlets are, they're like the little square things you stick in the outlet, and then you'd plug your light into it, and apparently it then allows you to have your Siri or Alexa turn on your lights. That's my understanding what these smart outlets are. Okay, so back to the alert. His pacing and panting were worse when the lamps were on, so I unplugged the smart outlets. He stopped panting, stopped pacing, and ate his food. His tail was even up and wagging again. When I plugged the smart outlets all back in and asked Alexa to turn on the lamps, he immediately started panting and pacing again. My husband used an app to test the frequency of the smart outlets. It was off the charts. We left the outlets unplugged for 2 days and have confirmed that it is definitely smart outlets that are causing his stress and discomfort. He's back to being a totally normal dog now. I really thought this was the end for Rowdy based on the way he was acting. I'm so thankful for this vet for figuring out the simple solution. If your pets are exhibiting similar symptoms, you may want to consider checking your electronics first. I cannot express how relieved I am and that the dog is okay now. So isn't that interesting? Now, Stacy, you don't have any smart outlets or anything, do you?
No.
Okay, but apparently they're getting real popular. A lot of people are using them. So anybody out there, this is for all of you. If you have animals and you put in smart outlets, it's really important to pay attention to see if they are one of the ones that are affected. Now, some humans are more sensitive to these kind of things than others. You know, I have a real sensitive friend, our Cindy and Sultan is one of those real sensitive people. She would not be able to have, well, she can't even have a computer, but let alone smart outlet. But if this is, it's kind of like the canary in the coal mine. If these electronic frequencies are affecting our animals this way, what do they do to us, Natasha? Is there a correlation here? Could smart outlets be affecting humans in this same way? What's going on?
You know, about three, 4 weeks ago, I got the hit that AI.
Yeah. Artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Started taking over. Mm. Like our emails, our computers, like my like I was getting double booked on my website or through my website, you know, it just things were a little bit askewed. We also went through a dimensional shift also. So there's something that is shifting in our frequencies and our understandings. And so with that, and I just got this intuitively. And so we as individuals have to realize that everything affects us in some way. We are water, we are energy, and we are also earth, right? So what are we doing? Our animals are our tellers, right? And so with that, that the more we give over to frequency, those frequencies are going to be bothering us. Now, there's going to be some animals that are going to be able to handle it better than others. You know, like a lot of us who have been around, you know, for a while on this earth, we're going to handle those frequencies differently than, let's say, some new person coming on this planet who is born into it, right? So they know it, they understand it a little bit differently. But at the same time, though, frequencies are frequencies, and we have a lot of our young ones are on spectrums. A lot of our children are on the spectrum somehow, if not intellectually, but emotionally. And there's two, I really got that there's the emotional spectrum too. We have to understand that those beings are very hypersensitive. There was one kid in our school that even a fan, the sound of a fan throws him into just, he can't handle it.
Yeah.
He goes off the scales, and the sound of a fan, even a friend who has one of those little fans that sit, you know, down here in front, she can be in the hallway and he knows it turned on.
Wow. Wow.
So with that,
that's extreme sensitivity.
And we think of these frequencies and the vibrations that our smart systems, you know, are handling it. I don't have an Alexa or anything in my, I even turn off the Alexa or the Bixby or whatever on my phone because I don't want that frequency tapping into me or that energies. And so with that, it's not about conspiracy, but it's about me not handling that energy.
Yeah, and so, I don't have the Alexa, I don't want that frequency around too. And then there's talk of, you know, the electrical meters we have on our houses, they're going to smart meters. And now there's, you know, reports of people being affected by the energy of those things. Now, I feel fortunate because my electric meter is on the south end of my garage. So it's as far away from the house and me as it can be. So I'm probably going to be okay with that. But, you know, there are others that these meters are very close to the living areas of the house and so forth. So it's really something to consider. And if you have these kind of electronic devices, pay attention to how you're feeling. And especially if you've kind of noticed that you're feeling more angst or, you know, there's something going on that you didn't feel before. And it might be. Yeah, and it might be generally the energy and stuff. We haven't talked yet with Natasha about that. But it also, did you just put in any new electrical type things. And then you can experiment like this writer did about the dog, of turning it on, turning it off, and what a difference that made. But I think we all need to pay more attention to this.
Well, and that's where I always use it, like with my computer. If I get a new computer, I'm attuning to the energies of the computer. The computer's attuning to the energies of me. I eat food. That energy is attuning to me. I'm attuning to it. You know, there's that breath in, breath out. And the more we struggle with something, it's time to align with the energies of it, if we can. And our animals, if we can do that with our animals, one hand on our animals and one hand out in the energies. You know, I'm asking for the energies to attune to this little one here that you know, is asking for the energies to attune. I'm asking for their energy to attune to the energies that are coming in that are anew. You know, this is evolution. You know, it's society.
Yeah, and the affirmation that we do that from you that helps us.
Yeah, it's that adjust. Attuning to the energies. And I do that quite often. If I walk into a store that I'm off on the energies, instead of running from it, or I align with it. Gotcha. People that I struggle with, you know, I attune to the energy so that we can work together, you know, that we can become more as a unison than, you know, so, and I try to stay as positive as I can, because I want to be proactive in my life than a victim of my life. And this is where we're getting into that energies, is how are we a victim to our story, to our knowings, to our being, to, and our animals are in that alignment too. And that's where, like me getting a kitten, even though I'm bringing a kitten in and I do a animal communication, I still want the energies of the vibration to handle it. And so with that, that's where, you know, working with Linda and, you know, and Nels, you know, getting the vibration a little bit differently than I can do, since I live in the house, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and there's things that I don't see because I live with it every day. So there again is getting an outside perspective. But thank you for bringing this up, because vibrations are getting very challenging. Yeah. And the star beings are coming closer. They're aligning with us more now. And so we're getting a heightened vibration on our planet in addition to our technology. Right. And so the veil is thinning.
All right. It's so thinning. Pay attention, folks, and especially to the new electronic stuff. And pay attention now. You're doing, and your animals are doing. This is a really good heads up. All right. We need to take care of advertisers here before we get way off of schedule. And then we got to talk to Sue on the phone. And then we got another alert sort of thing. And this is about, I don't know if you've caught wind of this yet, but there's a mysterious dog illness happening all over, and it's shown up in our state too. So I have the latest on this mysterious dog illness that y'all need to know about. So we're going to take care of advertisers. We'll talk to Sue and Bothell, and then I'll tell you about this mysterious dog illness that y'all need to know about. So, oh boy. We didn't even get to the recall yet. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Ready to shake things up? Try Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from the wonderful Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. And of course, there's they have the great Blue Lotus Temple and Yoga Hall on the Bothell Everett Highway in the Canyon Park area, Linwood Community, and the Ananda Farms on Kameno Island. And you can check out all the great events going on for the holiday season and everything at Ananda at anandawashington.org. And the other thing I want to tell you about, we've been telling you, the new East West Bookstore is open again and back in business. They are in Edmonds now, and the grand opening celebration is this afternoon. So if you would like to welcome the new East West Bookshop in Edmonds, the official ceremonial stuff is going to happen from 2 to 2:45 this afternoon. One of our Maria Manucheri. Does she still do a show on our station?
Yes, she does. Thursday mornings.
So guess what? She is the keynote speaker this afternoon. Maria Manucheri will be there at East West Bookshop. She's the keynote speaker. There's some other speakers, and the festivities will happen from 2 to 2:45, and it's the big grand opening this afternoon. And little birdie told me that Eileen from Help Animals India, she's planning on going. So you might want to join them this afternoon. And of course, if you have dogs and need help solving problems, I'm available. You know, I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and I often book up months ahead of time, but I'm doing really well. I'm caught up, and I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation, and I specialize in giving you an overall education and solving problems quickly with your dog friends. And so if you or anyone you know has got problems with your dogs, give me a call. I'll talk to you for free on the phone, 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. All righty. Natasha Venter is here, and we are going to head back to the phones. So let's go to Bothell and welcome Sue. Sue, welcome back to Animal World. You're live with Natasha.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah. Hello. Good morning.
Hi. So Natasha, you, I've talked to you about Zoe before, brown tabby, mm-hmm. kinky tail. And also Dr. Nils. And last spring she had a urinary tract infection and panic attacks where she'd run and poop. And you said her brain was not wired right. And Dr. Nils treated her, and he said there was also an abandonment issue. And she did real good until Monday, and she had, for 4 months, she did really good. And then Monday, she had another panic and pooping spell where she ran and pooped Monday and Wednesday. And
wow.
So what also in the mix is last spring, my stepson was going through chemo and radiation, And this time he passed 2 weeks ago, so I don't know if that contributes to everything. And I haven't tried her on medication or anything yet because she was doing so well until just this week. But there's been people in and out and stuff.
So, yeah, and that's part of it is that, you know, and we went through a big shift this last couple of weeks also energetically. And so with that, there was like a time loop that happened in the last 2 weeks too.
It has been kind just of, crazy energy. It,
time
is that
kind
what
of almost
it is,
stood still
Natasha?
For a minute. It, yeah, it's time almost stood still. I was like, whoa, that wasn't a long hour. you know, and that kind of stuff. So yeah. You know, it wouldn't hurt getting, you did call in last week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he tuned her up.
But yeah, see, that was last Sunday, and that first panic attack, it sounds like, Sue, it didn't happen till Monday.
Right, the next day.
Yeah, the next day, Monday, so, and then Wednesday.
So I, let's see. So I was tuning in because the language that that if you can have with her is and picture that energy that you felt with Nels bringing it in, that we're okay. Things are going to be okay. There was a big shift that happened, but we're going to be okay. And using that language for her would be very helpful. She's in her wiring, as we call it, you know, it would be that okay, so comparing it to the energy of like somebody like a child on the spectrum, okay? And so with that how do you calm a kid with on the spectrum? You just keep centered, you calm down, you give energy. And then I would call back up next week or the next time.
Dr. Nils, the second Sunday of December.
But I would, if you could.
So you're talking about Sue talking to Zoe.
Yes. Sorry about that, if that wasn't clear. But I would bring in the energies that Nels brought in. You can do this. You can bring in the energies that Nels did and ask for that energy to be
now
reapplied.
Natasha, now if Sue knows how, she could go to the archives and she could bring up last week's show.
Yes.
And listen, if she did that, brought up the show, could that start the energy again to balance Zoe?
Yes.
Okay. Sue, do you know how to do that?
Yes.
Okay.
And there, because of the fact that there has been this. And energy is not always on time or it's always in alignment with what happened. And so sometimes, and animals tend to not freak out in the moment, but after the fact. And so with that, what are you clearing, Martha?
I was pulling out last week's show notes to find out what hour Sue called in.
Uh-huh.
And it looks like you called in the second hour, Sue. So if you go to the audio archives, you'd listen to the second hour.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. There's been things that have been going on. And so it's kind of I would call it a kind of a ripple effect of several different things. Your energy, the grief of the home, the energy shift that we just went through, and then the way that her knowings, I'm going to call it, process that scenario or those scenarios. And so with that, thank you for being a good mom. Thank you for being a good mom.
Thanks.
You deserve that. You really deserve. Thank you for being a good mom. You really
care for this
animal.
I have to say, Sue's been real consistent about being here and getting help for Zoe and
so
forth.
So thank you for being a good mom. My heart area is aching for you because you're trying so hard. And this isn't you. This is just realities. And, you know, like I work with kids in school, and sometimes you're walking down the hallway and all of a sudden they freak out and you're going, what happened?
Well, things were Natasha, just okay. It almost sounds like you're describing Zoe in a cat suit, but you're almost describing her as a human child on the autistic spectrum, right?
And remember,
so you're saying that's kind of what is like what Zoe. So I don't know that we've talked about it, but do animals get like autism type stuff?
Oh yes. And sometimes it's just the way that things are wired or something. Okay. Why do some people get fibromyalgia from out of birth? You know what I mean? It's just,
right. Okay. It's the way it is sometimes.
It is the way it is. And so even me, I mean, my kid has fibromyalgia and I'm like, well, you know, my mom was getting diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease at the same time I was having a kid. So you know, and so what do we do with this? But it's just, you're being a good mom. You're being a good mom. So
Sue's doing
that
everything
energy.
That she needs to be doing for Zoe.
Yes, yes.
And so this week, the way she could help her would be to talk to her about, Sue, you talked to Zoe about, yeah, the energy's been really crazy, but we're safe. Everything's going to be fine. And pull up the audio archives from last week and listen to the second hour. And your phone call will be there. And Natasha says that'll help bring Dr. Nell's treatment energy back into it. And you can follow along with Linda's instructions when she worked with you. See, and that'll reactivate all of that.
Exactly.
So let's see if that doesn't help.
Reset it up. But
yeah.
When she's in this kind of mode, if you can open her being an owner of her, you have permission to open her up a little bit. You have to ask permission from her. Can you receive this? But if you can, open her up to knowing that she's safe and this is good and this is going to be helpful. So even if you can do this, you know, where she hears it, you know, or she's in alignment with it, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
You know, like I wouldn't just be on the phone or something where you're just listening. I would put this where the vibration is, you know, have your computer volume up a little bit so the vibration is going through your home, because your whole home can use this vibration.
Well, wonderful.
Okay.
Yeah. And you can play it whenever you need to.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, Sue, let's have you give that a roll and see how that does. And hope that you two have a peaceful, calm Thanksgiving week.
Yes.
Thank you. You guys, too. Thanks so much.
God bless you.
You're more than welcome. I pray that this is helpful.
God bless you. And thanks for calling Animal World.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. Gosh, look at that. Why don't we need to take care of advertisers again for the last time in this hour, and then stay right where you are, because mysterious dog illness coming up. And it's big stuff. All righty. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're excited to tell you that Conscious Talk is back for 2023. Conscious Talk will continue broadcasting right here on KKNW Fridays at our usual time.
We'll continue to bring you the very best people we know of on the leading edge of new thought and practical knowledge.
We'll also share Conscious Minutes on AM 880 Kixie during the John Tesh Show on Friday.
Don't forget, Conscious Talk is on Fridays, where we'll continue to give you back to yourself.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
There's a reason they invented the internet. It's called 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're on the downside of the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And gosh, we heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. And they've got great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. The cat and the dog supplements are phenomenal. I can't personally attest to the ferret supplements because I've never owned ferrets, but I'm sure they are fabulous as well. And especially the dog supplement, if you want your dog's hair to stay on their body till you brush it off, amazing stuff. You can find the New Pro supplements on Amazon and at a lot of local pet stores, so check them out. N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, newprosupplements.com. And then our wonderful Dr. Nils Rasmussen at healingministryforanimals.com. We were talking about Dr. Nils and Linda just a little while ago. And you can always pull up their healing shows on the archives and get that the energy and the surrogate healings just by listening. But we'll also replay their healing show from this month. Next week, last Sunday of the month, is always an encore show, so we'll hear that again then. But check out Dr. Nils, healingministryforanimals.com. He always does that free telephone evaluation. And of course, he still has the do-it-yourself at home Rasmussen Reset program available. So check him out. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. You can shoot me an email at animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then, back to our stuff going on. And
can I say something to Sue that
she Sue, who just called in, our last caller, if you're just joining us, was Sue from Bothell and her kitty Zoe. So go ahead, Natasha.
I want you to know that, you know, thank you for your family. Your nephew is saying thank you to the family. That and I didn't get this in, and I apologize when you're on the phone, but I want you to remember that he's saying I'm light. I'm light.
Oh, I'm light. L-I-G-H-T.
I'm light.
I'm light now that he's crossed, that he's left his body.
I'm light. Oh, and also he's saying I'm light. In other words, his
lightweight.
Lightweight. and he's free. And you know, he's just saying I couldn't have had more love.
Oh.
And he's just so grateful. Oh. I'm getting chills.
I am too.
It's that alignment. He's not necessarily. I'm getting an essence of his energy, and I just want you to know that if you can tell any of the family that, you know, he's not gonna be leaving. He's gonna be more of a guide for the family now. He came in to be in alignment with the family, and He's so grateful for them. And so if they find these little magical moments coming forward, he's doing a little bit of sparkling of magic for them, as he puts it. So I don't know why that language is there, but that's the language. But he wants the family and mom, dad.
You're getting emotional. That's touching
so much love. There's so much love. So much love. I can't, there's no words.
It's overwhelming amount of love.
Yeah, exactly. So I hope, Sue, that that helps. I hope you were listening. If not, Martha, maybe if you can get in touch with her.
Absolutely.
And let her know this message is there. Thank you.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Thank you.
All right. Very good. Huh. Well, on that lovely note.
Sorry, it was there, so I had to do it.
No, it is really important, but maybe nephew, you can help lighten up this story for us here. All right. Now, this is new stuff. It's been going on for a while, rumors circulating, but this is the first concrete info I've got from you with some details. Natasha, I want you tuning into this so that you can then give us your, you know, intuitive read on how serious is this? Is this, you know, all this stuff? Okay, because this is new. All right, so here we go. This is the biggie. Experts recommend isolating dogs amid respiratory mystery illness. Cases of a fatal respiratory condition in dogs have appeared in Oregon, Indiana, Illinois, Washington, Idaho, California, Nevada, and throughout the Northeast as veterinarians scramble to determine what is causing the mysterious illness. The first symptom, experts say, is a pervasive cough that can last for several weeks and is resistant to traditional antibiotic treatments. Quote, it seems to happen very, very quickly, Dr. Lindsay Ganser, a veterinarian at North Springs Veterinary Referral Center in Colorado Springs, said, dogs go from this cough that just won't go away, then all of a sudden they develop this pneumonia. Executive director of the Washington Animal Disease Diagnostic Lab, whose facility has been researching the condition, described the illness's symptoms in an interview on Cairo. Quote, your dog will run a fever and they won't feel good. They'll become lethargic, meaning they want to lie around more when normally they'd be wanting to play outside. And the cough part of it that becomes more productive, like a wet cough, like a hacking cough. Per the Oregon Department of Agriculture, symptoms also include sneezing, eye or nose discharge, fatigue, blue or purple gums from oxygen deprivation, trouble breathing, and negative tests for other common respiratory illnesses. Since mid-August, the Oregon Department of Agriculture has received over 200 reports of the unidentified condition per a November 9th press release. However, Ganser told Today, her hospital has been sending samples from dogs that contact puzzling severe pneumonia to research lab in New Hampshire that has been studying the illness since 2022. Although the American Veterinary Medical Association told Today that they are monitoring cases of the condition in other states, it is unclear how many pets have suffered nationwide. Dogs are most likely to contact the condition by being in close contact with numerous other dogs at daycare, groomers, boarding kennels, and dog parks. Dr. Kavanaugh, head of urgent care services at Colorado State University, teaching hospital, said usually cases of other contagious coughing conditions in dogs tend to decrease in the fall as temperatures cool and fewer canines congregate in parks. But this year, the spike has stayed high. Let's see, Oregon Veterinary Diagnostics Lab has been researching the illness for about a month and a half and says researchers are, quote, trying to pin down a potential cause or causes for the entity. Williams speculates that the condition could be a virus. Well, duh. The way cases are presenting, the way that they're apparently spreading, anecdotally, of course, it sounds infectious. Dog owners should make sure that their dogs are up to date on their vaccines, including canine influenza, Bordetella, and para influenza. Per the Oregon Department of Agriculture, dogs should have health checks 12 to 14 hours before attending events with other dogs. And owners should consult their vet for dog specific advice before attending any events where dogs are congregated. Schnevik recommended that dog owners avoid boarding pets over the holidays if possible and avoid congregating with unfamiliar dogs. So that is the latest. I have not personally heard of any cases here myself, but I'm wondering, Natasha, when you tune in to this, what are you getting in terms of, is this a real issue? Anything you can share with us? What are you getting around all of this?
Well, we're in a, I might call it generation of, and I know this will be quick, a generation of new scenarios coming up. As healthy as our guts are, is as healthy as our environment and our communities and our bodies and our knowings are going to be. And dogs' guts have been abused for generations, especially in the last, I mean, generations of dogs.
Right.
And so with that, that their bodies are just getting, you know, we always thought dogs could, and dogs are you know, like
indestructible.
Indestructible. They're not anymore. They're not anymore because their guts are unhealthy.
Gotcha.
And so with that, that this is, you
so
know,
are you
like,
feeling like gut health is an issue? Is part of this?
It's the scenario. You know, sometimes you know, it's like what's the spark. And as unhealthy as our gut is as unhealthy as our bodies are, even as humans, right?
Uh-huh.
So with that
a better quality food, more real food than processed food, probiotics,
yes,
digestive
exactly.
enzymes, so, all that stuff.
I'm not saying that the owners that their dogs ended up getting sick are feeding their dogs poorly. I'm not trying
right.
to say that.
Right.
But this
it's just,
is where
the general overall condition of dogs' gut health today.
Yeah, exactly. Right? And as we've had new strains of illnesses coming in, I'm not going to name them. We're going to have new strains coming in anyways. We're all, our vibrations are changing. Things are coming in and things are and our animals are becoming more in alignment with our energy field. So our illnesses are picking up on their illnesses. It's not a separation anymore. Right. We're all becoming more one. And so it's not necessarily that dogs' coughs are going to be our coughs, but at the same time though, there are strains that pick up on animals and they morph
mimic
into
and
their
there are
thing.
Some that will cross species, you know,
yes.
and maybe that's going to happen more and more.
I think I have that understanding that
are you forgetting
are
that
be,
okay
you know,
now we do have to wrap up because we're almost at the top of the hour, but just to finish up on this, everyone, there's one supplement that is better than anything out there for immune support and all of this. It's made by Dr. Joe Raymaker. I call him the great white god of veterinary immune support. He's the one that isolated the transfer factors, the colostrum that help mother's immunity pass on to babies and how to use that with others. And so you have to get it through his website. And it's called Complete Plus. And it says immune support, probiotics, medicinal mushrooms, and all that stuff. It's got everything in it and is the best supplement out there. You get it from Raymaker's Nutrition, and I'll spell the name for you because it's a little weird. Raymaker's is RAMAEKERS.com, and the Complete Plus will come right up, so you can order that. And that's the best supplement I know of for immune support. So obviously doing some immune support for our dog friends wouldn't be a bad idea with this stuff going around. Do you think, Natasha, that just briefly, some legitimacy to isolating dogs, to staying away from group functions and stuff right now, since we don't really know how prevalent it is and what's going on?
The more we stand in fear, the more fearful this is going to become, is stand in acknowledgement. If you know that you live in a big city and there's a lot of dogs that come in, and you know that your dog has been, let's say, a little bit down energetically, a little worried, there's been a lot of stress in the home, things like that, I wouldn't necessarily bring my dog into it. But at the same time, though, dogs are about routines, you know, and they love to be with other animals. And so, you know, you got to find that balance between emotional support to keep your dog heightened and more healthy, or not. You know, it's a personal choice.
I'm not telling you these things to get you guys to worry. Remember, thought directs energy. Energy follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy. So I think what Natasha's saying, be wise, and this should be evaluated on an individual basis. Mm-hmm. If your dog is immune compromised, there's stuff going on with you and your family and all of that, then maybe you don't want to be boarding. Maybe you don't want to be going to the dog park for a while, sort of thing. But on the other hand, if everything's great, everything's balanced, your dog is healthy and all of that, then it may be just fine. So you don't want to live in fear and worry. Just be wise about the choices you make. And of course, we'll keep you updated as best I can, but that's the latest that we know. So we got to wrap up hour number two and fire up hour number three. That means the love train's coming up for the last time for this week. And remember, dancing is required. It's our chance to get up and get our energy going and some exercise in. And dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up and join the love train with us. I'll come by and pick you up, and we'll send love all over the planet, specifically to the areas of war. We need love everywhere and peace, love and peace. Let's send that all over the place. So I energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Stay right where you are. More with Natasha and me straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.